Hello, everyone. My name is Dan Olentangy, and I am the person who really kind of gets us going. I started Beyond Adventure, and we are here today with a brand new group. If you guys listened to season one, our whole pirate adventure was cut short because of circumstances. But now we are back with a season two, and on this season two, we are with a brand new group, everyone. Well, there's some new faces, some old faces, but new kind of people being added in. So this season will be called Beyond Adventures.
Spooky game session.
I was gonna say
Do not
Camp
edit
Spooky
that out.
or
There you
Spooky
go.
Camp. I'm
Well,
still working out the
it's just
names. I'm
camp.
still working out the
Keep it
names.
simple.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. But I'm gonna let the people introduce themselves right now. Some people are playing new roles, so they're gonna introduce themselves now.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sonny Fontanez. I was in season one.
Speak into the mic, please.
I played as the half barbarian. Now I'm playing as Connor Young. Very quiet, nervous kid at first. But then when you get to know him, he's actually a pretty fun, brave kid. And he's a big fan of Power Rangers. So, yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joel Owatagi. I actually used to be the DM for the previous adventure we had, but now I'm here. I'm taking a new role as a character in this new story that we're going to be starting. I'm going to be playing Evan McAllister. He's a 14-year-old loner who usually likes to keep to himself, but he knows a thing or two in the outside world, things that could be useful. From what I've heard too, he's got a pretty handsome face.
Hello, my name is Taylor. I will be playing a young girl named Belle Gomez, who will be the age of 15 years old.
What's special about your character?
Yeah, like McAllister over here is pretty handsome.
What did you say about your character?
My character, I just said that he was
Into
nervous.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, there we go. That part.
Throw something deep in there. So throw something
Background
juicy.
noise.
Yo. I guess I would say Belle is very practical. And she thinks about logic before anything else.
Okay, a logical
Well, that's that
thinker.
street smart.
I was there when she made her stat. She's street and book
That's
smart.
true. That's true.
And
Oh gosh, here we
for
go.
our last person, go ahead. It's okay. You
My
just speak your mind, say who you are. Go ahead.
Thanks for watching me.
All laws
You
on
know
her.
us. We play board games all the time.
I can't. I don't know
You're
my
doing it
name.
right now.
Yeah, but I can't say my name. I don't like to introduce my name. I can't.
Well, everyone, this is Angie Olutegi. She
Yeah,
is
thank you.
she's actually my wife.
His wife,
And
my
this is gonna be her
sister-in-law.
first campaign.
And last.
No, definitely
You
not
lie.
last.
She is such a liar.
I'm too nervous. Okay,
Okay.
fine. I won't say my name because for some reason
We
I
already
can't.
said
I know, thank you. But yeah, my character's name is Myra.
And
And
well,
I
what?
there you go. There
Is
you
she
go. There you
you?
go.
Just me. Shy.
There we go.
Don't look at me. Just don't look at me.
Okay.
And as you can see, our friend Angie here is already in character.
There you have it, guys. This is gonna be our first new group. Obviously, every season will be different. We can have new people, this and that. But for this, I have written a story for you guys, so you guys can test the waters, stick your little toe in, and see how it is to play your characters.
I'm gonna let you guys know now, I have an ugly pinky toe, and I'm about to dip it into this water.
And now the water becomes black.
It looks like a whole bear claw. Okay, well, I'm just joking. It
But check it out,
does.
guys. You guys ready to get started?
Let's do it.
Not
All right.
really.
So I wrote this very quickly, so there might be a little couple of mistakes. One stormy night, a scream runs through the house. The house strives and moans, stirs and moans as the abusive winds slam on the windows, trying to push its way inside. Everyone jumps out of bed and with worried looks run down the stairs to see Madame Glandella Rosita lying on the floor covered in blood. Three adults and four children surround the body. Lady Esmeralda breaks the silence.
The ghost of Reverend Harold strikes again.
Suddenly you hear a scream. Get out! In a ghostly wail that seems to shake the walls and almost shatter glass. Lady Shaw says,
"Who's playing these games? Come forward now."
Then storms away to call the authorities. What do you do?
Oh, I'm telling you one thing. I am not one of the kids that came out there to see that, so.
So there's not four kids down there? There's only three?
Oh my gosh. I think I stayed there because I just jumped up and I'm definitely staying inside my sheets. I just watched you guys move, so I'm just chilling in there in the room.
What if something's under your bed?
That he's starting.
Yeah, you guys starting. Just walked into a room and there's a body on the floor that's covered in blood. And you guys know her as Lady Glandella Rosita.
So I started off by choosing to stay there. I just watched.
So he.
That's all I would have done.
He stayed in bed.
Yeah. Because I'm scared.
I'm sorry. I'm there. I'm looking at it
yes.
right now.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. It's a no for me.
I get out of bed to investigate reluctantly because I'd rather just stay in bed, but I'm very curious, so I go out.
Okay. So you, as I said already, are in front of the body already. And what are you going to do now? The body's laying right on the floor. It is stormy outside. The house is old and very shaky, so you're hearing a whole bunch of wind hit the walls of the building and everything. It's an old rickety house. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear it. Yeah, you're going to hear creaking. You're going to hear maybe there's a leak somewhere, so the water's dripping.
That's exactly why I didn't leave my bed.
I came back. Do I need a roll to investigate the body?
Okay, so you would use notice stuff. Roll your notice stuff.
So what's... Oh, okay, never mind. Yep.
What's that?
68.
That's...
So you have to get lower than that.
No.
You see a body on the floor covered in blood.
You see my first note? I should have just walked away.
But that's good. You tried. That's the point.
Yeah.
I'm not coming.
So, you guys have just seen Lady Shaw walk into a room to call the authorities. You guys are in this house. Somebody or something is in this house. What are you going to do? Do you guys believe in ghosts?
I'm sorry, who's Lady Shaw? Exactly.
Lady Shaw is one of the ladies of the house. There were four ladies of the house that were carrying over all four of you because you guys are technically being left there by your parents because your parents have to go do something and you're staying there so they can take care of you.
So she did it.
She who?
I.
Lady Shaw.
Lady Glandella Rosita is dead.
Yeah.
Lady Shaw is in her room and Lady Esmeralda is still around you guys.
Is Lady Shaw's doors open or did she close it?
Lady Shaw's door is open.
I kind of now. Now I want to. Is it upstairs with us?
So there are.
We are with the bed.
I know, but I want to go.
There are four bedrooms upstairs and two bedrooms downstairs and the kitchen.
And Lady Shaw's room is.
And there is also a cellar.
I will say, if Lady Shaw's room is right near us, I want to go to her just for comfort. If she's like the nearest person there. If her room's
okay,
there.
That's
if,
fine.
If her room's up there with us.
No. She's on the first floor. You guys are upstairs.
Oh, never mind. Crap.
We're upstairs with the body.
Yes. No. You guys came downstairs to
yes.
see
Yes. So you three seen the body.
Yes, that's what I said. I was going to go down.
Yeah, you are downstairs.
He already started.
You were already in front of the body.
Everyone else.
No.
I said you guys are in front of the body and the body's downstairs.
So basically, yes. We are downstairs having just discovered the body
yes.
of Miss Rosita.
So Lady Shaw's upstairs.
Lady Shaw's bedroom is on the first floor.
So she's downstairs.
She's downstairs.
Yes.
So no
one's
upstairs.
No one is upstairs. Other than what's your character?
Connor.
Other than Connor, nobody is upstairs. As far as you know.
And Lady Esmeralda is on the first floor as well with
us.
Yes. She is with you guys. Mm-hmm. There's three adults and four children.
You guys are literally looking at a body right now.
A dead body covered in blood.
Yes.
So I say again, do you guys believe in ghosts? As you as the logic one.
I feel like my character would not believe in ghosts. I feel like that would just be too impractical for her.
Would you like to roll something to look at the body?
I'm not gonna use my dice.
I'm so sorry, man.
Ooh.
Just trying to give it to you.
Still so salty there, huh?
87. Dude. And my number.
Oh my gosh.
What did you investigate?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's your notice stuff?
It is 30.
You don't see crap. You guys want to go? You guys are more than welcome to look around the rooms and find clues and everything.
Well, I'm going to go investigate.
Okay. Yeah, where do you want to go?
I want to go to Miss Shaw's room.
Okay. Miss Shaw's room is the second room on the first floor that she shares with Lady Esmeralda.
Oh, no.
So, this is Lady Esmeralda and Rosita's room, and this is Lady Shaw's room. She gets to sleep alone because she is the head person of the house. What would you like to do in
Lady Shaw gets to sleep alone?
Lady Shaw gets her own room.
So I go into her room. She's currently in her room, correct?
Lady Shaw is in her room, and Lady Esmeralda is with you guys.
Is there a visible weapon on the body?
Roll notice stuff.
Can I?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Taking too long over there. Notice nothing.
Okay, well, I sneak around to try and see if I can listen in on her conversation. Because she said she's getting on the phone in her room to call her.
Lady Shaw is, yes.
So you would be eavesdropping.
Exactly.
I want to be eavesdropping.
Okay, so eavesdropping would be... Be sneaky.
Yeah.
Roll be sneaky for me.
Oh, it wouldn't be notice stuff? Yeah, it would be sneaky. My bad.
26?
Oh, what is your notice stuff?
40.
Okay, there you go. So, check this out. You hear Lady Shaw on the phone.
We found another body. We need to get somebody down here. Don't tell me that I'm going crazy. I'm telling you somebody or something is here. And they're trying to get at the body. You need to send somebody right now.
Pam, you need to calm down. There is nothing wrong with the house. She probably had another accident. But we're going to send somebody down there to get rid of the body.
I hope you do this very quickly. Because it is a storm out there and these kids are scared.
And she hangs up the phone.
Now I'm at the stairs now, and you guys see a half rotisserie chicken of a fat kid at the stairs, and he sees the body.
Hi. And Esmeralda comes up to you.
I'm at the stairs, like, peeking through, and then I'm trying to call the one of the girls, because obviously that's who the two people I've seen.
Hungry
at. No. Esmeralda comes up to you.
I said no midnight snacks.
And she takes it from you. Would you like to roll something to see if you can keep it?
I was making fun of myself.
Roll your strength.
I would say I looked like a rotisserie chicken. I'm like fat. I'm like down the stairs. I got one leg down trying to like look through. God forbid something pops off, I'm gonna run back upstairs.
Like the little pollito you are.
Yeah, I'm a thunder thighs, yo. I mean,
I thought you said you were eating a big rotisserie
chicken. I thought you said you were eating rotisserie chicken too.
So I'm just trying to peek through, and then, you know...
You're trying to peek into Lady Shaw's room?
No, like down the stairs.
Oh!
And I see parts of the body, and I see the two girls, but obviously, because he went to
the... You're on the banister, looking down.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were doing that, looking like a rotisserie chicken, but also...
There we go.
You're eating a rotisserie
chicken. And I'm like, yeah, somehow I got the rotisserie chicken.
Okay.
It was supposed to be tomorrow's lunch.
So...
Yeah, you
eat her. Oh, now I got you. So Lady Esmeralda sees you on the banister hiding, looking over the edge at the dead body. And she says, "Child, stop looking! Go to your room! All of you, go to your room!"
So
Since I got caught, I slipped and I go back to my room quick.
You too, young ladies.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I mean, I'll go back to my room.
Okay.
So literally, I don't notice anything on this body.
What about you?
I feel like my character would just quickly glance at the body and listen to our elder, just because.
Do you guys want to roll anything or be sneaky or one last notice stuff before we continue? Before you guys walk upstairs? With your heads hanging down in shame and sadness.
I want to see if I can notice something else, please.
I'll do the same thing after her.
So I'm good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You haven't got caught.
Okay.
65.
I'm going back to my room, crawling under the sheets, and I'm going to pray for this night to be over because I clearly do not see a thing.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you. Joe literally did not get caught. This is crazy, right?
I think it says 24.
Ooh. So what? Where are you looking at?
30.
That's good. You passed. What are you looking at? Are you looking at the body?
I'm looking at the body. So I'm looking at the wounds.
As you're walking away, you see that there's a note hanging out of Lady Rosita's pocket. Do you want to grab it?
Yes.
Roll for strength.
Roll for... Yeah. She's holding it with her dead hands!
About a fight.
You know what? Roll for dexterity, because you're going to be trying to grab this while you're walking by, and I'm not going to let you... Well, no, actually, roll be sneaky.
Be sneaky?
Yes.
One.
Oh, what's your character's name?
Belle.
Belle's from the hood, yo.
She is!
She's from the hood. She does like a whole new freaking...
Okay. Not only... Damn! Her appearance. Okay.
Wait, that's called a critical one.
That's a critical one. Yeah, is why, not only is she going to grab the notes, you get to grab something else that's in her pocket.
You got a gun.
No. A Tommy gun. No, she's going to pick up. Not only do you grab... the note that was in her pocket, but you also grab a little stone.
Oh! Ooh.
This stone has etchings on it, but you don't know what it says, nor do you know what it's for. But that's just in your pocket now.
For your viewers at home, he literally handed her an actual stone.
Yeah.
It looks so dope. It has like a rune in it.
It's white with gold etchings on it.
And we have the background heavily music coming down on Pawn Bell.
So now, you guys walk to you guys' room. Each one of you has their own room. But I'm guessing Belle wants to go and talk to Myra in her room. Because Myra went straight to her room and she was like, and she locked up. Obviously, she's kind of like stressing out a bit. So maybe if Belle wants to talk to Myra and check up on her, she can. If you guys want to have some monologue as well, please be my guest.
So guys, everybody's back in the room. So guys.
Wait, are you?
Everybody's back in the room. Oh, I thought we're all. Oh no, there's two separate rooms.
There's four separate rooms. Each one of you has their own room.
I am under the
covers. Oh, true. I thought we were okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Evan, what would you like to do next?
Well,
I'm sorry. Lady Shaw has just finished talking to authorities. She's walking towards the door. What are you doing?
I see an air vent, and I decided to go in through there.
Be sneaky for me.
Span's doing the 90 freaking air vent thing.
Buddy has the build? To be in the vents like that?
Well, actually, no. Roll strength, first of all, to see if you can even get the vent open.
That was making noise. 100?
Oh, you break a nail while you're trying to pull open the vent, and Lady Shaka...
What are you doing, child?
I quickly slide into the vent.
She grabs you.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something. And their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
Roll for strength. Did you fail? Okay, roll for strength.
Get another 100, please.
26?
No way.
You heard it!
For the first time ever, Lady Shaw cannot grasp your shirt before you go into the vent. Wait, no, hold up. Oh, wait, no, you roll for strength to open up the vent. Can you roll? Roll another dexterity to see if you can miss my, miss me grabbing you.
Of course, the most handsome is the...
Yeah, I miss Shaw.
Shaw!
11.
Oh my gosh.
For the first time ever, Miss Shaw is unable to maintain a child's safety. And Evan crawls into it, and just like a little spider getting away, or a little cockroach getting away in darkness, he crawls away into the vent and gets away from Shaw, from Lady Shaw. And she, and all Evan hears is, "I'm coming for you."
Sorry, Miss Shaw, but I have things to do.
I know where you live.
I didn't mean it, ma'am. I'll be right back, I swear. My charisma, because I'm so handsome.
Roll it!
The most handsome, roll the most rare, I swear.
Roll to see if I fall for your appearance.
So you think you're gonna riz her?
Yeah, right? You know what? That straight roll that you did, what did you roll?
45.
Are you serious?
You be safe now.
Has to be sneaky. Why did
that? It wasn't insane. Him being sneaky because he got caught on the sneakiness, but he used his appearance for me not to be mad at him when I see him.
He's the most handsome. He's supposed to be a rebel.
I made a lot of noise opening the thing because I was so strong.
She doesn't question that you're in the vents. You're going through the vents.
No, because I have a feeling that he often does this as being one of those dirty kids. That's what I'm kind of getting at. He may be the most handsomest, but I have a feeling he just belongs to the dirt.
Oh my god, she belongs to the streets!
Okay, going back upstairs.
Yeah.
What would you guys like to do?
Give it away from my adventure.
You guys have now split the party, so you three, you two are in the same room because I think you want to check up on her if you want. Or do you guys all go back to your rooms?
Who
two? Oh, Belle and Myra. Are you guys in each other's, are you guys both in Myra's room or did you guys go back to your rooms?
I think I would go and just check up on Myra. Obviously, knock her door first. Privacy.
Yes.
She is under the covers.
Can we talk for a moment?
Go ahead. What's up?
Are you okay, considering everything?
No, not really. I can't notice anything.
I can't notice anything.
I'm really blind. Okay, there's a dead body and I can't do anything about it.
By the way, Angie's character definitely sounds like a 15-year-old.
Bro, right? Bro. It's like right on the money.
This is great.
Okay.
Okay.
So when I was checking the body, I saw a note.
Okay, what did it say?
It said, "He is alive. He never left. M."
And under the covers I go. I'm not dealing with this.
But we have to deal with this.
Nope. I'm done.
I can't.
You guys hear a noise? It's the air vent.
Yes! Yes!
Evan, it's Evan again, guys. Yeah, we know.
Oh. Wait, why is he in the vents?
Be like that.
Why are you always in the vents?
You have to hear this.
Hear what? Oh, you got something.
I heard Lady Shaw, she was talking to police, but it doesn't look like they're in any hurry to get to us. So I think we need to figure out this mystery by ourselves.
I'm in no hurry.
This is why I never talk to you.
I want to slowly come up and slightly knock on the door and just put my big head through the door. Hey, guys?
It's Connor.
Guys, what's going on?
Don't let Connor know I'm here. I'm going to keep going down the air vents, so just don't tell him I was here, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Roll be sneaky.
Is that?
Roll be sneaky.
What's his name again?
His name is Evan, but I'm making him roll be sneaky.
He's like, Jesus Christ, is that Evan?
90.
You hit your knee on a vent and you cut it a little bit.
Ow!
You see what happens.
You notice him.
Evan?
No.
Myra, who's that?
It's Evan.
No, I'm just a cockroach.
Okay, guys, what's going on in here right now?
Evan, Belle, me.
I'm so confused, guys.
Yep.
Just go back to sleep, Connor. It's okay.
Why are you in the vents?
Don't tell the other caretakers. Because I'm pretty sure Lady Sean knows.
Hey guys, Belle has a note, which I don't know why she's not mentioning. She has.
I look at Belle right now and I just don't know what to do. I just with a blankie and PJs and I'm fat. I'm just scared.
I think we all need to get together and go over what this note means. It says he's alive. He never left. Who is that?
Who's alive?
That sounds crazy. But I'm gonna see if I can find some more clues in the air vents.
But can you try to do it quietly? You're so loud.
Alright, I'll try and be sneaky.
Suddenly, while you guys are all speaking, lightning hits the house.
I jump on Evan's bed.
That was our Patreon exclusive story, the first half. Guys, if you want to listen to the second half of this, or maybe even the second and third, that will be coming out very soon on Patreon. Come and join us and help us out by donating and subscribing to us, and you'll be entitled to all this awesome content for free after paying for our Patreon, guys. It's going to be really, really nice. We're having a lot of fun. We're going to be doing some more Patreon shows very soon, guys. So come and join us. You get a lot of exclusive stuff being on our Patreon, especially we're going to be adding in our proper Discord for you guys to join up and actually talk to us while we're playing video games, so you have to throw out ideas for us, and we'd love to hear from you guys. We're also going to be coming back to our regular show very soon. We just had some unforeseen events, but don't worry, we will be back in 2 weeks with the following episode of King. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I hope you're following us. And if this is on the YouTube, remember to subscribe and also hit that bell so you can get notified whenever we're posting up brand new content.
Do you guys have yourself a crazy dog at home? Well, let me go ahead and turn that craziness into greatness by helping you guys to show you, to have you guys understand about dog behaviors and to help them to work with obedience. So if you can, you guys could go ahead and look up Celebrate Fontes to hit me up and give me a call, and we could go ahead and talk about the craziness for your dog and for you guys to help you guys with a good structure home.
Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontenez as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear, and Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Dan Ortegi, as your keeper and editor of the podcast. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more. Also, guys, a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Follow them also on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. And we have our social media too. Remember to hit us up on there, follow us, and
honestly, send us a message. We want to hear from you guys. We'd love to integrate more names that we're getting into the story, so that way I'm not just thinking them off the top of my head. I hope you guys join us next time for another episode of Camp, and I hope you guys stay safe out there.